Oh, hi, it's Mac, and it's just after 4 p.m. as I head back down through the park in what's been a totally dismal and dreary day. I can't remember the last time I saw so many flooded fields and roads. Even the burn, which I spoke about the other day there, which had engulfed the weir, as it were, as I'd say easily another 18 inches above that today, although now it's stopped raining, and as I look to the west, we just had a nice wee sunset. It's gone now, the colour's gone, but it's light blue. But I'm testing my Roland CS10EM binaural mic earpieces. I've just done a test up the road in the traffic, and traffic's not good, is it? Just had to pause there because I'm having difficulty with the left mic ear piece. It keeps jumping out my ear. The right seems to be pretty good. So I'll have to mess about with a little set of rubbers that you get with the device when I get back home. If the right one's okay, it's probably just the fact that the left ear is maybe a bit wider than the right, and I just need to pack that one up a wee bit. But other than that, they're fairly comfortable. I've got the little windshields on. It's not windy as such, but the occasional breeze. And I'm just testing, not just the binaural sound, but also the capture of wind noise. Or hopefully, the non-capture of wind noise. I can't think of the other word I'm looking for at the moment. So, stopping here. And looking across the nature park, well, you know, if any of those wee birds were nesting in there for the winter, they're not nesting in there now. It's totally flooded. Absolutely flooded. Even the tall, rough tuffets of grass are underwater, and all that's sticking up is the tiniest stuff. You know, the old flower stems, very, very thin flower stems sticking up. So I guess our nesting has gone till that goes down, but it's not going to go down because it drains into the burn, which is way up, and almost, in fact, it has actually come over the banking at certain bits. Anyway, by the by on that, had fun today. We got away early into Glasgow, took the car up to the M8 services in Harthill, which is only a few miles away. And I just pulled in. The buses come every 15 minutes, and we just literally pulled into the car park, and I shouted to Mary, "There's a bus coming." You know, if it had been a sinking ship, I'd have went down with the boat. I'll tell you that, because she just totally panicked and shot out the car and left me to switch the engine off, grabbed her umbrella, my bonnet and gloves, and by the time I got out and run, it's not about 20 metres, run to the bus, she was already on the bus, not giving a bloody jot whether I was going to come or not. Well, I guess she was, but you know what I mean. Yeah, she didn't mess about, like grease lightning. I probably thought of the fact it was pouring rain and we'd have to wait another 15 minutes for the next bus. So we went into Glasgow, headed down to Argyle Street, and she went into a ladies' shop down there to exchange a top. That's what they call them. Ladies call them tops, and a top is probably the biggest category ever in women's clothing. Top. What does a top mean? Anything that goes in the top of you, it could be a cardi, a jumper, a sweater, or a fleece, goodness grief. So anyway, she exchanged her top for a cosy one for a winter. And fortunately enough, it's only about another 100 yards along the road to Guitar, and I had reserved these mics, these binaural mics. So popped along there, picked them up. And usually I try to avoid letting Mary know, but I'm paying for things. It helps if they don't know. Okay guys, we've all been there, haven't we, you know. So anyway, but unfortunately she not only did she follow me into our guitar, but she actually stood right beside me and waited till I paid. And you know, it was really funny. It was like a sketch out of a comedy sketch. She, as I looked round, as you know, because it was £79, so say £80. When the guy said £80, and I got my wallet out and turned around to her, she was behind him and mouthing the words with one of those amazed expressions. £80. £80. She never said a word, but I could hear the expression in her voice, as if to say, "You're spending £80 on a pair of earbuds." So anyway, we come out the store, and she says, "Why were they so dear?" And I say, "That's not dear for earbuds. You know, you can pay a hell of a lot more than that." And I says, "Anyway, they're binaural microphones as well." And she gave a gesture, you know, intimating straight over her head, and said, "It's all Greek to me, that." I said, "Well, there you go. So don't ask any more questions." But anyway, so we got there, headed back up, right along and up through Merchant City and to Ingham Street and to Jury Street, where the Horseshoe Bar is, where we go for our meals. We've been there so often now that we're classed as friends. We get greeted every time we go in, so you know, that's pretty good. But so we took a wee walk up Socky Hall Street. By the way, I'm stopping at the weir on the Weeburn. This is the Weeburn I've recorded several times, where it's been rushing out of here so hard. It's like the Hoover Dam, you know, the force of the water coming out through. And it's not doing that today because it's just so high that it's just managing to get through no more. But it's well up, and that's the Weeburn. So, as I said, we went for a meal, and we walk up Socky Hall Street. And then headed back to the bus station, Buchanan Street bus station. And by sheer fortune, once again, this place is flooded. And that's a bit that doesn't usually flood. The bus was just about to leave, so homeward bound, which is good. So a good day out, and it was nice to get out the house for a wee bit again. Yesterday, although we had a good day, we did spend it all, or virtually all, in the house. Not all, but most of it in the house. So it was good to get out for a wee break. For, you know, you can do all that in 4 hours, you know. We can leave the house, go and do that, walk around the shops, have a meal, come back and do it all within four and a half hours, which is great. It doesn't take much to go out and enjoy yourself. So I'll finish this recording now because I've exited the park. Start to get road noise again. I'll see how this sounds when I get back. I have to say that although I look and I see it recording, and I am monitoring, I'm not getting a lot of feedback. You know, I'm not like getting a great deal of audio feedback as to the acoustics. Does that make sense? I don't know if it makes sense at all. I just stopped here to let that minibus go by and try and record it circling around the back of me. As I said, not a great deal of feedback, but maybe that's part of the design. If they give you too much feedback, too much feedback in your monitoring, maybe it would interfere with the signals that the other end of the device is recording. Or it could be that if I turn the volume up on my feedback, I'd maybe hear it better. But I'm not going to do anything just now because I want to do it in stages and record everything as I do it and what the settings were. So I'm on 6 at the input sensitivity on the device, and I'm on XY mode because in the H2N you can only record on the XY mode when you've got an external mic plugged in. And as per Adrian Wicks gave me a wee instruction this morning saying that you have to set the device H2N, that is, to provide plug-in power for the microphones, for the binaural mics, which I duly did. So that really the only setting that I've changed in the H2N is the plug-in power and move to XY, but I do use XY when I'm recording indoors, if I'm sitting at the desk in the study or something like that. So that's 11 minutes of blethering, but it's a test, and I hope when I get back and I listen to this that it's good acoustics. I say good acoustics because, see, I'm just going to pause again because my left earbud mic has fallen. And one thing I've learnt is not to put the earbud or even touch the earbud or the mic if it drops out until you've paused your recording, because otherwise you're just going to get masses of fumbling noises, aren't you? So there you go, pushing a big road. Enough for now. No, don't worry, I'm not speeding anything up. I'm just finishing off as quickly as I can. Speak to you all soon if you listen to this. Hopefully next time I can get some really nice sounds from something a wee bit unusual. Bye for now.